Now he says, verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it's evident, for the just shall live by faith. Friends, even the Old Testament taught that you're saved by faith. It never said you're saved by law. You couldn't mention anybody this morning or today or this year. You can have a whole year to think it over. And if you find that somebody living back under the law was saved by keeping the law, let me know. I've never been able to find anybody that got saved by law. You know, at the heart of the Mosaic system was that sacrificial system. That was very important. That's what made Moses' face shone as it did. He put a veil over his face when it began to disappear, but I tell you, for a time there, it did shine because he rejoiced that God could extend grace and mercy to people, even under law. And that's the only way he saved people under law was by grace and mercy. And in Habakkuk, it says, the just shall live by faith. This is Habakkuk 2:4. And by the way, that is quoted three times in the three major doctrinal epistles, in Galatians, here, in Romans, and in Hebrews. And there's a particular emphasis in each epistle. The just, that is, justification, is emphasized in Romans. Shall live, that is Hebrews, the 11th chapter of Hebrews, for instance. The just shall live by faith. And as we are seeing here in Galatians, the great emphasis is upon by faith. Now, will you notice, he goes on to say, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Now, this is also an important verse. Faith and law are contrary principles for salvation and also for living. One cancels out the other. They're diametrically opposed to each other. If you're going to live by law, be saved by law, and live by law, then may I say to you, you can't be saved by faith. You can't combine them. They're contrary. It's just like when my daughter visited us down in Florida, we really wanted to go back by train, and that was just when the trains were beginning to phase out. And we went down and tried to get a train route back. Well, we had to go halfway around the world to go from Florida back to California. At least you'd have to go through Chicago, and I didn't want to go through Chicago, and she didn't either. So we had to come back by plane. And when I got the tickets, she said, oh, I wish we could go by train. I said, wouldn't it be nice if we could go both ways? Wouldn't it be nice if we could sit in the plane, put our feet down in the train, and go back that way? But, you know, that's absurd. You can't go both ways. If you're going to go by plane, you're going by plane. If you're going by train, you're going by train. You are not going to sit in a plane and put your feet down in the train. They've got no arrangement like that. And God has no arrangement for you to be saved by faith and by law. You're going to pick one or the other, friends. If you want it by law, then you can take it. But I advise you that he's already said you won't make it. He's already made that clear. Now he says, here again, the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them.